These days we're in are called Holy Week. But the choices and the actions made by the humans in this dramatic story, including those of Jesus' disciples and best friends, are not exactly holy. Maybe what makes the week holy are the ways in which Jesus showed us how we at our best might be. When he was arrested, he didn't resist. When he was denied, he didn't argue. When he was mocked, he didn't snarl or curse back. When he was abandoned, he didn't change course. When he was spit on, he hurled no profanities. When he was tired, he said to his father, "You've brought me too far to leave me." And as he died, he forgave. The one made in God's image, as we all are, showed us how to be holy. In this dramatic week, he is fully and perfectly human. He is fully and perfectly divine. Let us join our hearts and our voices and our prayers of thanks in honor of Jesus' week called Holy. At the conclusion of the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus and before you leave the room, I invite you to turn to each other and greet each other with the peace of the rising and risen one. His instructions to us were remarkably simple and succinct, all entirely possible on a human scale. Kathleen Norris turns them into a poem called Imperatives. Look at the birds. Consider the lilies. Drink ye all of it. Ask. Seek. Knock. Enter by the narrow gate. Do not be anxious. Judge not. Do not give dogs what is holy. Go, be it done for you. Do not be afraid. Maiden, arise. Young man, I say, arise. Stretch out your hand. Stand up. Be still. Rise. Let us be going. Love, forgive, remember me. And even when some of these instructions might be difficult to follow, there are still perfections possible. And singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen reminds us, ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Covenant in Plain Sight, a poem for Monday of Holy Week, based on Isaiah 42, 1 through 9. In the still of night, we hold our breath, believing. One chosen, anointed will come, receiving all of our hopes. He will not break what in its weakness already is at the point of breaking, bruised and bleeding. A soft voice blowing gently over the ruins. He will lift a tender sound and settle in with truth, never faltering or discouraged, establishing the one thing we need most and do not know how to seek, justice. Will flow from crowded cities and remote islands, creation will embrace the one who created. Heaven will touch where humans walk. Angels tread where people spread their deepest dreams, dancing hand in hand with God. Searching for a light, a seed that roots in freedom. Opened eyes, captives freed, release. Only God will be the shine, and we will see what we have never seen before. A covenant divine in plain sight.
The Ballad of Mary's Son by Langston Hughes. It was in the spring, the Passover had come. There was feasting in the streets and joy. But an awful thing happened in the spring. Men who knew not what they did killed Mary's boy. He was Mary's son, and the Son of God was he, sent to bring the whole world joy. There were some who could not hear, and some were filled with fear, so they built a cross for Mary's boy.
Ecce Homo by Andrew Hutchins. Christ bends, protects his groin. Thorns gouge his forehead, and his legs are stippled with dried blood. The part of us that's Pilate says,
behold the man.
We glare at that bound, lashed, and bloody part of us that's Christ. We laugh. We howl.
Give us
Barabbas. We shout, give us Barabbas. Not knowing who Barabbas is, not caring. A thief? We'll take him anyway. A drunk? A murderer? Who cares? It's better him than this pale, ravaged thing, this God. Bosch knows. His humans waver, laugh, then change to demons, as if they're seized by epilepsy. It spreads from eye to eye, from laugh to laugh, until, incited by the ease of going mad, they go. How easy evil is. Dark voices sing. You can be evil, or you can be good. But good is dull, my darling. Good is dull. And we're convinced. How lovely evil is. How lovely hell must be.
Give us
Lord Pilate clears his throat and tries again.
I find no fault in this man.
It's more than we can bear. In Gothic script, our answer floats above our upturned eyes. O crucify, we sing.
O crucify him!
Crucify.
in the Gospel of John. In the evening, Joseph of Arimathea, a rich man who was a disciple of Jesus, a good man and just, and who looked for the kingdom of God to come, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him that permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who at first had come to Jesus by night, also came bearing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. There they laid Jesus.
Those who crave your end, blind. Easter by Benjamin Allard Sands. My mother woke us up that Sunday, her voice a bell proclaiming spring. We rose, diving into our clothes newly bought. We took turns standing before mirrors, combing, staring at our new selves. Sinless from 40 days of desert, sinless from good confessions, we drove to church in a red pickup, bright and red, and waxed for the special occasion. Clean, polished as apples, the yellow-dressed girls in front with mom and dad, the boys in back, our hair blowing free in the warming wind, winter gone away. At Mass, the choir singing loud, rage notes from rage angels' voices, ancient hymns sung in crooked Latin. The priest, white-robed, raised his palms toward God, opened his mouth in awe, Alleluia! The unspoken word of Lent let loose in flight. Alleluia and incense rising, my mother wiping her tears from words she heard. My brother and I whispering names of status lining the walls of the church. Bells ringing, Mass ending, we run into the truck, shiny as shoes going dancing. Dad driving us to see my grandmother. There, at her house, I asked about that new word I heard, resurrection. Death. Death, she said, her hands moving downward. The cross, that is death. And then she laughed. The death will rise. Her upturned palms moved skyward as she spoke. The death will rise. She moved her hands toward me, rubbed my face with touches, and laughed again. The death will rise.